Have you ever been polled? Has a perfect stranger ever come up to you on the street and said, who is your favorite movie star? Who is the King of Greece? Who wrote the music for Crossing the Bar? And whoever was Longfellow's niece? What do you throw in the hammer throw? And what do you think about Clara Bow, if ever? They say that 20% of the people like riding no hands on a motorbike. And only 12% have heard of the Zyder Zee. A number of people in Iowa said they much preferred the double a bed. But nobody ever asked me. In Boston, only 10% of the people knew that T.C. Jones was not Tallulah. But 80% had spent an evening with B. In Denver, they were thrown for a considerable loss. Only 23 people had heard of Lacrosse. Well, that's ridiculous. Lacrosse, of course, he's the French minister. But nobody ever asked me. They asked my sister, they asked my brother, they quizzed my totally ignorant mother. They even questioned my cousin Clint, but what he said, you couldn't print. They have vital statistics on every known vice. 90% of the Chinese hate rice. And 3 out of 4 really abhor tea. In Yale, the boys were a little bit hazy when asked to identify all 4 parts of a daisy. Now all this I could have answered accurately, but nobody ever asked me. They asked that mythical man in the street, they asked my maid, who's never discreet. They questioned all the famous wits a bit, could only publish bits of it. And what in Kansas attracts a crowd, in South Dakota is not allowed. Now all this, I knew quite obviously. But nobody ever bothered to see to those questions what my answers would be. Mr. Gallup's poll would have dropped. Mr. Roper's eyes would have popped. So, on thinking it over, perhaps it's just as well that nobody ever asked me.